All in, all family. It's showtime, baby. This is All In, All Family, starring your boy King Yash. It's season two, baby. Let's go. And you tune in to another episode of All In, All Family. We gonna get into a real topic tonight, my people. It's called, when is it time to realize enough is enough? Oh yes, when is it time to know enough is enough in a relationship? Like, when you know when it's time that you done had enough, when you fed up, when you just want to draw the line and just say, hey, I quit, I tap out, can't do it no more. When is it the right time to do it? And how to do it. It's a lot, it's a lot, it's a lot, it's a lot, babe. But we gonna get into it. Cause I need answers. Cause a lot of people out there going through a lot of shit. And a lot of people don't know that, hey, it might be time to give it up. Hang up your cleats. Hang up the jersey. Put it on the shelf. You know, how you know when it's, you know, the time? When you fed up. When you just can't take no more. A lot of people don't understand. A lot of people won't get it. A lot of people cry to themselves. A lot of people go crazy, man. A lot of people. A lot of people want to say, fuck it. I'm going to just tell you the truth. Because it's hard to try to keep everything up and running when you want to give up. It's hard to go the extra mile for that person when that person don't exceed or never thinking about that extra mile. You know, you can love anybody. We all can love anybody, but the true meaning of love, some people don't know it. It won't never get across their head. They always want to be that person that's stuck in the past. And can't bring themselves out of it. And you know, you moving forward. You going in a whole different direction. You know life is getting to a point where shit getting real now. Because the people that's, you know, there's a lot of people that's out there that's done been through hell and back, and they're not accepting hell and back no more. So when is your time to go you gonna stop accepting hell and back. How many times you gonna purchase a ticket to hell and back? How many times you gonna get on that train to hell? It take you quick to get there, but a long time to come back. When you gonna stop it? A lot of people out there don't know, like, you got significant others that truly love you. They truly want to see the best aspect out of you that you know you got in you. Everybody done been hurt before. Everybody done been stepped on. Every heart done been pulled, tugged, ripped open. Every heart has. Ain't no heart ain't been ripped open, tugged up, stepped on, jumped on, period. Every heart out here done been through something. But it don't take a fucking rocket scientist to sit out here and tell you what's really you fucking up. You know what I'm saying? Fuck all it. I'm not even putting it in a way that you fucking up. Your spouse is on the point of the verge of walking out the door. A lot of people still stuck in their actions, still stuck in their verbal abuse that they went through. You know? But how long you want to be stuck in that relationship that's you going, you flourishing, but the other person still stuck? It's hard. You pulling and you tugging and you pulling, like, you pulling so hard to the point where that person is not, like, pulling back. They'll hip you at times, pull, but they won't hip you all the way, pull. Like, for real. I want to know this shit. I want to know why life is so vindictive. I want to know why we can't just love each other. It can't be hard. It can't be. But you'll make it hard. And the person right there, they're trying to help you become something better. What you doing? You're not helping that person. You're giving that person more grief. You think that person is downgrading you. You think that person is doing this, doing that. You think you used to be the same way. You just done changed. Yeah, I have to change to grow. I can't keep doing stupid shit all my life. If you not in it for the long run, why should I be in there for the long run? You got some people that's there for seasons. You got some people that's there for a decade. You got some people that's there for half a decade. Like my people used to tell me, shit, it's hard to last 5 years. So when you get to 10, you really stop caring. But you had to find that ounce of care. If you ain't been in a relationship under 5 years, you still fighting for it. You still knowing this person. You still trying to, you know, fight. But this person is trying to tell you, hey, man, this is how you better. Everything this man or this female done sit here and probably talked, every person they probably talked to have probably been a beautiful or a handsome person. If that person say, well, I'm, you know, that's the past life, you know, shit, you might be an average person. But the average person is like a butterfly waiting in a cocoon to goddamn unravel it. You got to be that butterfly that want to unravel it. I can put it in your mental, but it's up to you to sit here and portray and do it. You don't want to do this. You don't want to do that. You got to find the motivation to do it. Because a lot of people don't get, like, your time expiring, bro. Or shorty, your time is expiring. If you're in a relationship right now and you know that relationship is kind of sinking, the time is expiring on it. What you gonna do to stop a sinking ship? Because I want to know this. What you gonna do to stop a sinking ship? Because, shit, it's hard to goddamn stop a sinking ship. I think the Titanic sunk hard, didn't it? So, if you in that moment of time right now, you need to be getting your shit together. You at least need to be trying to enhance your vibration and the energy between y'all. Because when time run out, time runs out. And time don't sit here and wait on nobody. Time say fuck everybody. Stop looking for assurance. You think you got assurance in a relationship, but a relationship is never safe, my nigga. Never safe, Lil Shorty. It's never safe. Never gonna be safe. I'm gonna tell you why it ain't gonna be safe. Because motherfuckers that ain't doing right always leaves the door open for the motherfuckers that gonna do right. And then the fucked up thing is when they start cheating on you, they cheating on you with the nigga that they supposed to been talking to. You know what I'm saying? Like, rolling with the flow and you know, doing little simple shit, it helps. You know what I'm saying? But when you sitting out here just ain't thinking about the simple shit, ain't thinking about the shit that's going on, you fucking up your relationship. Just being honest and real. I told you I'm never going to lead you wrong. But next question was how to leave that toxic. How to leave that place. How to leave that person. You got to sit down first and talk to them. First, you got to keep talking. First, if you've been talking to him, stop talking to him. Because when when the talk starts stopping, and the attitude starts to change, it's different. Like, it ain't no coming back from that. The person done talked to you so much to the point where, hey man, shit, with the elder, with the older generation, you say you can talk so much till your tongue goddamn die out, or you can talk so much to the point where shit, you still be wasting your own breath on yourself. Come on, man. Think about this shit, man. People, I'm trying to tell you, like, a person can talk so much to the point where a person is, their breath has been wasted, so they ain't finna waste no more energy or breath on you. A person can sit here, make you happy, you know, make you feel, justify you, speak highly of you, make sure you, you know, this for yourself. But the crazy thing is, motherfuckers don't even accept appreciation that they got. So they force a hand. So they study forcing that person out of it. What they don't do, they forcing the person out. Cause you're not appreciative of what this person doing. If this person, I'm gonna tell you just like this. If this person chasing his dream, you supposed to be out there chasing your dream too. This person will bring you along on that dream. Just know that's his dream. If he bring anybody along on that dream and journey with him, that's his true dream. That's his business that he started. You know, you have same way for a female. As she bring you along on her journey, and she got her business going, and she try to get you a business going, but she bring you along on her journey, but you out here, goddamn, just not really just trying to focus on the journey or the aspect of it, man, it's time to push on. Because at the end of the day, you gotta realize you gotta chase your dream. Nothing can't hold you back from your dream. Nothing. People try to have you and make you want them to hold you back, but you ain't finna let nobody hold you back from that dream. You know you're not. So why would you sit here and try it? Because I'm trying to tell you, the hardest thing about life is making choices that you know. Choices that you know you got to sit here and make ties with a cutoff. Like I say, a person can love you, but a person can love you to the point where they got to go. And how they go, they through talking to you. When they get through talking, that's that. When you get home, nobody's there. Or they've been quiet the whole time and they just started talking. I'm gonna tell you one last time. And you do it again, I'm gone. That's that, you know, right in front of your eyes. It hurt worse when it's in front of your eyes, but it hurt worse when you didn't even see the person leave. People gotta know, like, you can't be the same person forever. You trying to change what you want to change at a slow rate, which by the time you change, you're going to be 50. Because you can't, you changing at your own pace. You trying to slow it down and change day by day. But you can change hour by hour. You can change. It don't take necessary equipment. It don't take necessary shit to do. You can drop habits in an hour. It can take you up to 6 months to a year to forget about the past. Make peace with yourself and hey, boom. You can kick rock. You kicking on a whole new journey now. Because 6 months is gonna take you to 6 months is gonna take you to go dig, you're gonna dig deep for 6 months in your past. And it's gonna hurt because you're gonna then you're gonna think about the one that just left you. It gonna hurt. You can't go nowhere. You don't wanna go nowhere. You hurt. How you can sit there and get away from a toxic relationship and you know it's dying and it ain't no, like, it ain't no one, two, three, with the little shockwave thing. Now, if you can give it mouth to mouth and it ain't resuscitating back, leave it alone. And how you walk up out of it, you walk up out of it head high. Because it wasn't you. It wasn't you. That's the crazy thing about it. It wasn't you. So that's what makes you the great person who you are. Because when you walk out with your head held high, bro, it's all, come on, man. Only thing you can feel sorry about is, I know she's just going to miss that energy, and I know, or he going to miss that, whatever. That's how you going to feel. You're not finna feel the way you think you're going to feel. You can cut this shit out. Cut it out. You got so many things and so many ways that you can go, but you're so scared. Too scared of, you weren't scared when you was up there fucking over that girl, but you now you scared because you finna get ready to walk out. Nah, it ain't none of that. It ain't none of that. Motherfuckers will never plan it the way that you think they gonna go. Real talk. So don't never think you gonna, you know, like this here. People want, people, like I say, when people care, they care. And when they don't, they don't. A lot of people feel like they need you. You don't need them. They don't need you. That's just real talk. Because if you feel like you need them, and they feel like they need you, that's a hurtful point of being right there, man. Walk out with peace. Walk out with honor. Walk out and say, I'm not coming back to this. Walk out and continue. You know, you got to chase that dream, bro. I'm talking to you too, shorty. Chase that dream. It ain't nothing bigger than a dream, man. Like, that dream can is reality. Life is life, but reality is real, people. What you holding back for? Because you love this person? Because you want to be with this person? Yeah. We it always that way. But sometimes you got to stop, back, go your way for a minute, let that person grow up, then come back and see how that person done grew. Don't sit out here and wait for yourself to grow and maneuver and go through the, you know, ins and outs. Everybody love the ins and outs. That way everybody want the ins and outs. Take it that way. Motivate yourself that way. A lot of people don't want to see you make it, bruh. A lot of people ain't gonna want to see you breathe, bruh. I'm telling you. They not. A lot of people give up in a relationship and you don't even know it, but you still holding on to it. Ain't that crazy? Stop it. Oh yeah, I said stop it. Next subject though. I will. It's rounding out to close almost the last 15 minutes of the show, baby. So you know how we gotta come with it. It's the last subject. But nah, last subject is after it's enough, after you know when you done had enough, when you know enough was enough, now you start your process. So don't go back to that process where you know it's going to hurt you in the long run because you're going to dig a deeper pattern. Now you start your process of just straight out growing. And for that person that's the breakup E, that's when you start yourself as growing up. So it's a difference between growing and it's a difference between growing up. The break E got to go through the grow up. The break E just going to grow. Period. Just gonna grow. You're not gonna stop yourself for bullshit and what's been going on and all this and all that. You ain't gonna stop yourself from that. It's more to the nigga eye than what you see in this fucking world. When I tell you. Growing up is not easy, bro. Growing up means you just say fuck it. You gonna do it when you wanna do it. Nah, you don't do that. You gonna grow up when you wanna grow up. That's just like saying you gonna go to work and make your money when you wanna make it. You ain't got that type of money to do that shit, bro. You don't. Stop making yourself feel like you owe yourself to somebody, or somebody owe yourself, you owe yourself to them. When you don't. You can sit here and have the most controversial monument in the world. Why would you? Why would you, huh? You're supposed to love everything about life. Can't love everything about life when you don't know everything about life. But it's hard for you to maneuver through shit when you done been, when you said enough was enough. Enough is enough. It's when you know you the top of the crop. Enough is enough when you grew to the top of that top and you finally let go of that bad situation. A lot of us in good situations and a lot of us in bad situations. So what situation are you in to say enough is enough? Huh? If you're in a good situation, you say enough is enough, that means you ain't finna commit no more bad shit. You gotta go good. You gotta go forward. But motherfuckers that can't go forward don't say enough is enough. It hurts. It hurts everybody. They hate the bullshit that y'all, they hate the bullshit that sit here and goes on. But nobody cares, dude. Nope. But you care, but you care, but you care when they sit here and do everything else. And it's always gonna be that way. Carry it out, don't bring it out. Fight through them times where you know it's gonna be rough. Just like whatever business you start with, gonna be rough, but oh my God. Start thinking with your fucking head. You know what I'm saying? Stop thinking with your dick, people. Just stop it. Why you want to sit here and think like that? Think with that. Think with your pussy. Think with your ass. Think with your titties. Nah, man. That shit don't keep nobody. People get fed up, bro. And the most thing a person that's fed up can do is meet somebody that's willing to release all that fed up shit that's in them. You gotta fight. You gotta survive, my nigga. A little shouting. Because everybody has that day when they say enough is enough. Everybody gonna tell you that day when enough is enough. Fight harder. Fight with energy. Don't fight with the wrong thing, bro. Don't fight with, try to fight with energy and lust. Cause that shit is the dumbest shit you can do in this fucking world. You gonna fight with lust, lose with lust. And guess what's gonna happen? They still gonna move on. Thank you for the list. Oh yeah. It's a cold world out here. But you just opened up some popcorn. And the popcorn worse than the butter. It was better than the butter. It ain't need no butter. Man, just roll with the flow. Go with it. Fight for it. Because if you don't, who gonna fight for it for you? I had to, nobody wanted to answer, but who gonna fight for it for you? When your spouse come to you and tell you, I'm just tired, and that's all they say, and the next day that shit just gone, it's gonna be hard. It's gonna be hard. You gotta know better. You gotta be better. You gotta feel that better. But you also gotta know when that person is 5 inches from. 5 inches from being out that door, what decision is you going to make? What's your most, what is the most thing they're going to have you hurt by? I can tell you a lot of people that are going to be hurt. A lot of people that's going to be weak. A lot of people that's going to be tired. And a lot of people that's going to give up. I'm not bullshitting with you. You think I am, I'm not. It's the dead ass truth. If you think somebody going to sit here and give you that chance, they not. Because the opportunity is not on them. The opportunity, they gonna say, it presents itself to you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So what you gonna know about it? What you gonna do about it? How you gonna be about it? That's just life, man. We live or die for it, bro. Shit, I'd rather live and die for it because it's a beautiful subject and it's a beautiful thing, bro. Don't be that woulda, coulda, shoulda person. Activate and get your shit together and be legit in that relationship. Because it's hard to find good people with good souls and good spirits. You don't find too many of them. I promise you don't. They're not even. They're not even built for what they. They're not even built for people. But God just placed them here for people. You know, I really do thank y'all for tuning in to All In, All Out. I mean, All In, All Family, man. Y'all inspirate me to get on this bitch every day from morning to night. And I know I'm supposed to give y'all 2 more shows, so I'm giving staying up tonight just to give you 3 shows. Because y'all deserve it. Y'all helping me reach my limits. I want y'all to get everything. I want y'all to reach everything as well. I want you to go for your dreams, because I know y'all dreams matter too. Y'all matter too. Y'all matter more than people don't even think. Y'all matter more than anybody. Because if it ain't one for y'all, who gonna be listening to me? Y'all are putting me in a position where I'm growing. Not just on here, but on everything. And like I say, we are officially on Spotify Podcast now. So after tonight, it's tonight you can go on Spotify Podcast and you can look at, I did a little pre-trailer, you can look at a trailer. But I realized that I started using Riverside, and that's where that's the video I'm going with now. The videos I'm going with now. I want y'all to, you know, grow with me while I grow this fan base. And just know these are your fan bases too, because the ones that I start out with and the ones that helped me grow my fan base, these are your fan bases too, because you was out there hipping me. You know? And don't never think that, hey, I'm not out here. I'm not, like I say, I'm not one of them type of people that if people really need to talk, really going through something, I'm an open spirit. I'm in a divine world, man. The divine world won't let me turn people around. But you have tuned in to another awesome episode of All In, All Family. Man, I really do, like, really do appreciate y'all. Shout out Germany. Shout out Canada. Shout out Belgium. Shout out to the United States. Shout out to Maine. Shout out to Lake Erie. Shout out to Washington. Shout out to New York, especially New York. Shout out to Ashburn. It's some people in Ashburn that I'm talking about, they really do fuck with me because they have downloaded so many of since I like my first content. And hey, I fuck with y'all, like, for real. And I love y'all because y'all been with me since day one. Shout out Ashburn. Shout out to Jackson. Shout out to Memphis. Shout out to Nashville. Shout out to Kentucky. Shout out to San Jose. Because y'all, number two, y'all been fucking with me. Like, I ain't gonna lie. San Jose, y'all been fucking with me hard too since I first came out. And I love you for that. And I just want y'all to know, keep rocking with me. Keep growing with me, because I know you're going to grow for yourselves. And I know you're going to better yourselves. And I know the motivation is going to come through and hit you where you know you're going to need it in times. Just know words you have to take heed in. Sometimes, you know, shit, it's the best is the best. You know, and you are the best. And like I say, Belgium, Jackson, Germany, Canada, all the people that's, I don't like, I got, it's like, a, it's a bunch of y'all out there that I don't know where y'all at, but y'all downloading too, and I love you for that too, man, and I thank y'all, and I wish I would sit here and tell me where y'all from so I can shout y'all city out too, man, because Y'all are fucking awesome too, because y'all been hipping too. And I don't know who the 245 people is that's out there, but I really do thank y'all, and I really do love y'all for that. Let's just try to keep this growing. our goal, we maxing out goals now because we started at 13 downloads a day. I mean, from 7 downloads to 13 downloads to like 17 downloads to like 22. And now we at 30-some downloads a day, down 40, 50 downloads a day. We trying to get to 100 downloads a day. And we on the mark of hitting it by the end of this month with 100 downloads a day. We just trying to grow the fan base. Like I say, tell your friends, put people on it at work. Like I say, it's a motivational channel, but it's a fun channel. You can get some laughs off this channel. You can get some good inspiration off this channel, and you can get some good wisdom off this channel. But this been your boy, King Yash. Tune in to the next episode. Tune in to the next episode of All In, All Family, where we talk about, where we talking about, like, some real shit on this one, because this one is about, what my list is. I think it's a Shoot Your Shot, or I'm thinking it's Shoot Your Shot. Nah, it's When a Woman's Fed Up, and this for my men out there. So we gonna go hard for it, and I love you out there. So tune in the next 45 minutes, man. We coming hard. This been your boy, King Yash, and tune in to the upcoming hottest podcast coming out of Mississippi. All In, All Family.